Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 57 of the Minor Prophets. We are starting today with our study of Obadiah, with a devotion titled, A Lesson on Edom. Someone once said that to understand the book of Obadiah, you must comprehend Edom. Our text for today is from Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1. The vision of Obadiah. Thus says the Lord God concerning Edom. We have heard a report from the Lord, and a messenger has been sent among the nations. Rise up, let us rise against her for battle. God gave Obadiah a vision concerning Edom. The primary message of this short prophecy is that God would bring war upon Edom. But who are the Edomites, and why are they under God's judgment? The Hebrew word for Edom means red. It relates back to the founder of Edom, Esau, Isaac's elder son. He was named Esau because when he was born, he came out red. That's from Genesis 25, verse 25. As a young adult, he also sold his birthright to his brother Jacob for a portion of red stew. That's Genesis 25, verses 29 through 34. John Phillips provides an excellent description of the biblical account of Edom's origin. A certain married couple had twin sons. Unlike many twins, these boys were as different as night is from day. From birth, it was obvious that they were dissimilar in appearance, appetite, and appeal. The older son was hairy. The younger son was smooth. The older craved sensual things. The younger was hungry for spiritual things. The older appealed to their father. The younger appealed to their mother. The older boy was, by instinct, a killer. He liked to tramp the wild woods in search of prey. Nothing pleased him more than to bring down a deer with a well-aimed arrow, skin it, and bring the red meat back to camp. The younger boy was, by instinct, a keeper. He liked to roam the green pastures, sit beside still waters, and gather a flock around him. Nothing pleased him more than to mind sheep, breed them, care for their lambs, and bring strays back to the fold. The father was a mild man, easily ruled, but given to appetite. He felt drawn to his older son, whose wildness probably fascinated him, and whose daring doubtless met a need in his soul. In any case, the father, who liked to eat venison, encouraged his son's killer instincts. The mother, a good cook, was clever and somewhat willful, not easily ruled and given to precipitous action. She felt drawn to her younger son, who was the wiser of the two boys. Perhaps he fascinated her, because his disposition matched the keeper instinct in her soul. The older son grew up to love this world. He did not care about God, the world to come, or the verbal traditions of truth that were his family's heritage. The younger son grew up to love the world to come. He cared about God, the family faith, the covenant, the things that spoke of Christ, and the pleasures that are at God's right hand forevermore. As we might expect, the boys quarreled bitterly and to such an extent that bad blood stood between them. The enmity was so threatening that the younger son was sent away from home. He came back many years later, sadder, wiser, broken by God, and born from above. The older son stayed away and stayed away, growing ever wilder and bolder and partaking of the spirit of the age. Both boys married. The older, Esau, who had a taste for the carnal, exotic, and sensual, chose a daughter of a local pagan Canaanite and a daughter of banished Ishmael. The younger, Jacob, chose his bride from among those who had some knowledge of the truth, a knowledge derived from the testimony of his godly grandfather. Over time, two nations developed from the families of the two boys. The two families were related by blood, but divided by everything else. Little love was lost between the two peoples, just as little love had been lost between the two brothers. Edom, the nation descended from Esau, was wild and godless. Secure in inaccessible hills, it trusted in the power of its own might. Israel, the nation descended from Jacob, was chosen by God, secure in his love and shepherded by the Most High in spite of its self-will and sin. Esau and Jacob, Edom and Israel, they are locked together in history and prophecy. Obadiah told us how the two nations are linked in prophecy, for his book is a tale of two cities, Petra, the capital of Edom, and Jerusalem, the capital of Judah. Some questions to consider. Why is it possible for your strongest enemies to be in your immediate family? What does today's devotion teach about the consequences of family rivals? And finally, how is the hatred between Edom and Israel foretold in the following scripture? From Genesis chapter 25, verses 21 through 23. And Isaac prayed to the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord granted his prayer, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. The children struggled together within her, and she said, "If it is thus, why is this happening to me?" So she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within you shall be divided. The one shall be stronger than the other. The older shall serve the younger." Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.